So the verse was, Pumsha Varsha Satam Yayus Tadadam Chaditatmana Nishpalam Yad Asauratriyam Setin Dam Prapitastamaha. Every human being has a maximum duration of life of 100 years. But for one who cannot control his senses, half of those years are completely lost because at night he sleeps 12 hours, being covered by ignorance. Therefore, such a person has a lifetime of only 50 years. So, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his schoolmates, his friends. He says his demonic schoolmates, because he is preaching to the young boys. I suppose there's only boys there in that school. In any case, the young friends there. So then the argument is that, you know, let's have fun now and take it seriously later. So to counter that, he gives a point. Well, he does point out how time is wasted. There's a limited time. Of course, that is an illusion. We don't really perceive it that way. At least not in the terms of a lifespan. At least not me. Okay, maybe you. But we see it as, you know, we have, well, this, yes, someday we're going to die. Someday we're going to leave the body. Someday we're going to get old. Sometimes we get sick. But, you know, there's plenty of time left. Most probably. Because we don't know real for sure. And that's the point. So, of course, yeah. Because we can say, well, if we have 100 years, well, then if we knew that we had 100 years left, but we don't even know that. Because when I started my career in the Hare Krishna movement, they told me that it was a good instruction. In the very beginning was that, if you're going to be successful materially, think that you're going to live 100 years. If you're going to be successful spiritually, think you may die today or tomorrow. Of course, that sounds a bit morbid, walking around thinking that, yeah, I'm going to die maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. But we can see it as a way of being prepared. And that way, using every day in a proper way for the sake of progress in, you know, spiritual life. So it's not to waste time. Because we don't really know how much time we have left. If I had so much time, I know, here. Prahlad Maharaj says, well, you know, if 100 years they sleep 12 hours a day and 50, so actually they only live 50 years. But we don't even know that we're going to live 50 years. So therefore, we should take good use of every moment. Of course, then it's a question, what's a good use? How extreme can we become? Okay, today I just chant japa all day because I may die tonight. Of course, that may be one position to take. But in the Bhagavad Gita, in one sense, Krishna gives quite practical instructions to Arjuna. Because he is, Prabhupada quotes from the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, because Prabhupada explained how 100 years of Lord Brahma, 100 years of the ant. Well, a lifespan of ant and a lifespan of Lord Brahma, he describes as being the same thing, or they perceive it the same thing, but the time is a relative thing in this world, relatively to our position. Just like this lecture may seem boring, or it may not seem boring, but if it's boring and it's not in point, then you say, okay, when is the prasadam going to be? When is it going to be over? If there's a good lecture, then we feel, okay, we don't notice in the same way that time goes. Or when we're nicely engaged, meaningful engagements or whatever, time goes quick. If there's, so to say, nothing happening, and like that, we think time goes very slow. So this is actually the same time, just we perceive it differently. But an interesting thing in Sweden, they made some analysis, was that People think, what is the perceived? One sense, okay, we may think that we perceive that a time that it was a very boring time and days went and nothing happened and it was a very long days waiting for something to happen. And then we have the time that went very quick. But when you think of it afterwards, actually the boring time in a way seemed very short. whereas the time when a lot of things happen seems like a longer time. So in that way, our perception of things is very relative. Well, that was Prabhupada says in the purport here. It's relative. You know, is it long or short? And then we're sitting here as human beings, so we have Lord Brahma. We can't really understand, you know, how long, what is his perception? But then I think, I'm sitting in this body. Well, here's his body sitting, and I'm in the heart, and I'm somewhat aware of what's going on in this body. But in this body, as we are sitting here, so many cells take birth and die. So that is, we're interesting, you know, we don't know even what's going on in this body. And then each cell, you know, what is it? I'm not clear about that, but there's certainly super soul is present. And if super soul is present, the soul may also some kind of whatever presence be there. So they have a birth and they have a death, and it goes very quick. But still, that's like one life. So we have this short lifetime in this Kali Yuga, because this seems like to be the instructions for Kali Yuga. Men of Kali Yuga, human beings of in this age, at least in this age, we may live 100 years, if you're lucky or unlucky, depending on how you see it. In Dwapara Yuga, they live 1,000 years. In Treta Yuga, 10,000 years. Satya Yuga, 100,000 years. Still, 100,000 years or 100 years is one lifetime. It has a beginning and has an end. So we can say that's the material existence. Things has a beginning and an end. Lord Brahma, his life has a beginning and an end. This day has a beginning and an end. So day has also its life. It starts, hopefully, we get up from Mangal Arati or early morning and do nice japa or sadhana. Then as time goes on, there comes in an element of passion. There's prasadam, there's activities, there's business. And then later on during the day, you start to get into ignorance, or tamagun, in the evening, enjoying, and then going to sleep. So we can say it's a lifetime. That's the beginning and the end. In a way, our life is also a little bit like that. Maybe it starts quite nice, innocently, as a child. Could be an auspicious beginning. Then the child goes, we grow a little bit to become a teenager, and there's more of passion coming in, and there's so many things going on, and in due course of time, the body gets older, and we get old, and there's old age, there's disease, and there's death. So we can say as a day, as a lifetime, as on a lifetime. So we say that the point Prahlad Maharaj tries to do is that, you know, take spiritual life serious from the very beginning. Not, we could say, well, I will chant my rounds tonight. Well, we recommend it to do it in the morning. You put a good foundation for the day by the good sadhana in the morning, and then maybe in the evening we can also do some extra sadhana or during the day. If you're going to leave it for the night, at least in my case, it's very dangerous because I get tired and I don't get it together. So in one sense, we start the life. We start with the day, with a good foundation of spiritual practice. And then we may confront with so many things during the day. And then in order to, at the end of the life, be able to, again, cool down and reflect and remember Krishna. Okay, let's see if I get it. Well, Krishna says, Kalismin Lokakshaya Kriti Pravrido. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds. So that's actually that time, the time factor, that's another aspect of Krishna that we have to bow down to. We we bow down. We have to bow down to time. We have to bow down to Krishna. We bow down to destiny. So we respectfully bow down to time and using time nicely for the sake of that time that is Krishna. Use the time for the sake of serving Krishna or pleasing Krishna or approaching Krishna. Then in the 8th chapter, Krishna's describes the lifetime of Lord Brahma, how that is going on, what his lifetime is, what is our lifetime. But then in the 8th chapter, Krishna says, he gives them preliminary instructions. Then he says, Antikale shamame vas maran muktva kalivaram ya prayati sam madbhavam yatinas yatra samsayam. And whoever at the end of his life quit his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there's no doubt. So that is the point. The life, it ends. At the end, we should think of Krishna. In order to achieve that goal, we practice while we live. Then verse 7, Krishna says, Tasmat sarvesha kalishu mam anusmara yujasha mayar pita mano buddhir mam evaishyasi asamsaya. Therefore, Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. With your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without a doubt. So that we can say it's very practical. There, on one hand, just thinking of Krishna, surrendering to Krishna, but here's like a practical instruction from Krishna how to do it. Well, yes, you should always think of me and at the same time carry out your prescribed duty. So that way it makes a balance. There is prescribed duties, we should carry them out while thinking of Krishna. Yagyatat kamano yatra loka yam gama bandana. Krishna says that, work done as a sacrifice. Well, Krishna says, work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work entangle us in this world. And this way we'll be, free and attain perfection. So we do our prescribed duties, or whatever duties, whatever we have to do. Well, the question is, what do we really have to do in this world? Well, Prabhupada described here in the purport, he says, what was it? Eating, sleeping, sex life, and fear. Or the four bodily necessities. We can say, maybe we have to prepare some prasadam. The things we, in one sense, from a material perspective, has to do. So let's do it as a sacrifice for Vishnu or for Krishna. Do it in such a way that is pleasing to Krishna. We can do it in a conscious way or an unconscious way. Or maybe we can sleep. We can sleep more, we can sleep less. Prabhupada made the point, we should try to diminish the bodily necessities or do it in such a way that we don't get unduly entangled, but can think of Krishna. And then perfect our life. So Krishna says, with your activities dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. So that is his promise. So therefore, whatever we have to do, whatever we do, do it as a sacrifice for Krishna. And the point is, we have to sacrifice, If we don't want to attain something higher, you have to make a sacrifice. It's like You can't hold on to the lower and at the same time expect to achieve the higher. So you may have to make a sacrifice. I mean, let go of the lower things and absorb in the higher things, in the higher activities. That's, we can say that's a sacrifice. Okay, we have to give up the sleep in the morning in order to get up to do the better thing, the chanting of the japa, sadhana. So that way it's a matter of, we leave one thing to achieve something higher, but you can't, so to have both at the same time. Or maybe you can have to a certain degree, but that becomes a compromise. Something, okay, we're holding that, holding on to something. So in that way, at the end of life, we have to leave everything behind. So now I see here we're commemorating another devotee today here. I'm not so aware, but in any case, so that, you know, at the end of life, they're doing service, the devotee's been doing service in various ways, and that way it culminates, and that adds, at the end of life, that's for benefit, or Krishna helps, so that we can think of about him. So in that way, so that is a practical instruction I take from Bhagavad Gita, how we can perfect our short human life, comparatively short. And then we say every day, take every moment seriously to use it nicely. And that was maybe what's said here, and is using it in a meaningful way. Let's see, in eight, that's what was... Nishpalam, without profit. If we use our time not getting any profit, or it says without profit, without meaning. So we should use our life in a meaningful way for the sake of serving Krishna. And that at the time, at the end of life, we can enter into the eternal pastimes of the Lord, in the eternal realm. And of course there, in one sense, there is no time as we think of it. Partly because all time is fully used for serving Krishna. So therefore, there is no material time, because nothing is used for our sense gratification or for in a fruitive way. In a little bit, in a similar way, here we are, we can say it. Well, when our time is fully used for Krishna, when we're fully in the devotional service, well then, we're not really in the material realm anymore. Even though still our body and our material part is maybe still here, but when, as we nicely engage in the service of the Lord with body, mind, and words, then in one sense we are transcendental. We start to transcend the material existence. Once Prabhupada was asked, I heard, so are your disciples liberated? They say, yes, as long as they chant Hare Krishna. So that's a good point. So I see, if we seriously engage in the devotional service, when we seriously, meaningfully, well, attentively trying, actually, we could say then we're on a liberated state. And that in one, then that time doesn't touch us in that sense. We can transcend time. Of course, time touches the body, it touches maybe the mind, but actually the soul is not in that sense touched by the time. And by entering into the devotional service of spiritual activities, we sort of enter into the soul level, and we existing on a different plane. Of course, maybe after the morning program come back and has to face the duties of life, but still, that is, at some point we're contacting the eternality of devotional service on a regular basis. And that, how's that? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Bhakti. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. A loving service to the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental hymns, is established as an irrevocable fact. But there is a nityam, say always, or Prabhupada says, or translates, regularly hearing the Bhagavatam. We could also always hear the Bhagavatam. Well, at one point is good. We can get to the point of always, but until before we get to the always, we can get to the point of regularly. So regularly, daily, doing our seva, our sadhana, and that way staying in contact with the transcendental level that is beyond time and space. And then again, at the time of death, so the big time of death is actually where you... What is it? It's a moment when we go from this body to the... Well, whatever we go. But it's not... Actually, the big thing is the life we live before that, and to do that, do that nicely, and then we can easily, when that time comes, go out through the doors and enter the a different dimension of devotional service. So that what we do and put the foundation for here, it will be what we harvest and we continue with in the next life, and in the same way, or in the next destination, and at the same time, what we do in the morning, in the early hours, in one sense, put a foundation of what comes in the, at the later part of the day, and that, in one sense, put a foundation for what, how we end the day. So there we start nicely, and then we have to see where we are on our schedule. Are we in the morning time with the midlife or whatever? But in either case, it's always good to chant Hare Krishna and take one's spiritual life seriously. But it may be differently, favorably. Morning time is a good time. Young age is a good time. Well, middle age is a good time. Old age is a good time. But it may be more favorable in the morning time in youth. And that's, Prahlad Maharaj says, don't waste your time, to his young classmates. So you are younger, go strongly, and that in the previous verse says, while you're stout and strong, he says, what is this? It sounded interesting. Therefore, while in material existence, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life, as long as the body is stout and strong. And it's not embarrassed by dwindling. So they're interesting. And just say it's a warning. You know, the body may at one point start to dwindle, the mind dwindles. Don't wait for that time. Take advantage while you're young, energetic, engaged in the devotional service. And then when that time, the dwindling time comes, then we maybe in that way, that what we did in the past can sort of carry us. That's my hope. You know, because with the body and the mind and materially speaking, we can't guarantee anything. Take it for granted that, you know, it will be like this or like that. We don't know. So therefore, while we can, we put a good foundation. And thus, okay, that way, proper and the purpose with that we, let's see. Well, reducing the material necessities, that will give him an opportunity to fully use his lifetime, to use a lifetime fully in a meaningful way. And together serve Krishna, progress in Krishna consciousness, make Krishna consciousness known, and also establish in ourselves. So when we meet that time, we're ready and prepared, and that time may be any time. Okay, so let's continue our day doing our services and progressing Krishna consciousness. So maybe I have some question or comment.